Hello everyone, today we're diving into the world of fishing with a special treat, an interview featuring Don Dingman from Hook the Future and his fantastic fishing clinic for kids. This clinic took place the past weekend at the St. Petersburg Boat Show from January 18th to the 21st. Before we cast our lines into the sea of knowledge, let's kick things off with a fantastic fishing joke. How many fishermen does it take to change a light bulb? One, but you should have seen the bulb. It was this big. Now that I've got you hooked on laughter, sit back and enjoy as we chat about encouraging kids to fish.
I'm Captain Don Dingman. I host Hook the Future TV. We are on the Sportsman's Channel, World Fishing Network, and Valley Sports South. We've been airing nationally to over 100 million households for 20 years. This is our 21st season. 2 years into the show, I lost my son, Brian, which kind of gave the whole show a different meaning, you know. Before, we were all still about taking kids fishing and all that, but it just took a different vibe after he passed. You know, it's so important to spend quality time with your kids. And like I said, for me as a fisherman, there's nothing better than to get out on the boat fishing with your kid because you're doing the same thing together, you know, and it's real hard to find that nowadays, you know. So that's why we do it. So we started Hook the Future TV. It's been wildly successful. I have a lot of sponsors, been doing well with that. Charter captain in Jacksonville, Florida for 35 years. And then they've been doing these kids clinics for about 19 years, I guess. So we do them at major events all throughout the Southeast. We go to Charleston next week, Miami Boat Show after that, Savannah. So we try to reach as many kids as we can. Over time, we've gotten better and better. So we provide our own quality rod and reels. You know, at the beginning, when we first started, the rod and reels would break before the kids got to the car, you know. And so one of our sponsors, Carolina's Gifts, stepped up and purchase the rod and reels for us so we can give those to the kids so they can have something to actually go out and succeed, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you started with the show, but what inspired that?
I think as a charter captain, you know, there's nothing more fun than watching a kid catch a fish, you know? And then even at my age, when I hook a fish, I act like a kid. You know, I'm thinking like I was a kid. I feel like a kid. And honestly, someone asked me to host a show for them, and I didn't like the show premise. And they said, what would you do? And I said, I'd take kids fishing. And they said, that was the dumbest thing I ever heard. So on the way home, I called my sponsors and got enough money to hire that guy to produce my show. And so his show went off the air in 2 years, and ours has been on for 21. So yeah, it's just all about the kids.
What do you enjoy most about teaching children about fishing?
Sharing in the new experiences. Like, I'm involved in so many memories that are only going to happen once. You know, I like to call them, like, death reel memories. Like, you know, whether it's the biggest fish of their life or kid with grandpa catching it or just something, seeing something special on the water, you know, whether, you know, a big turtle. Last time we were out, we saw a big leatherback turtle with two cobia off of it. We caught the cobia off the back, and kids talking about how cool the turtle was, you know, and we may never see that again. And I was there with them. So sharing in the experience.
Can you recall, like, a favorite memory, or at least, I mean, I'm sure you have a ton, but one of your favorite memories of fishing with kids?
Man, there's so many. I think, we started doing things on the piers. Like, we had the Jacksonville Beach Pier. We had 500 kids on the pier on one day, and gave them all rod and reels and just had a big day on the pier and everybody fishing at once. And that was a lot of fun. But there's so many, from kids that don't have it so well health wise, you know, that aren't here with us anymore. Some of those stick out pretty hard. And we did a lot of stuff with the Pediatric Cancer Foundation down here back in the day. And so a lot of those kids were pretty special.
I love that. And how do you create a supportive and inclusive environment for participants of all backgrounds and ages?
I think fishing's an equalizer sport. You know, the fish don't know who's holding the rod. Anybody can do it. It's not you know, people tend to make it a lot harder than it is, really. And it's really pretty simple. And if people would take out all the stuff that comes in from the noise that comes in from the outside and keep the stuff to the basics and simple, they'd probably do pretty good at it. So I like it because building confidence. I can take sometimes, not, you know, not everybody can be the quarterback or the leader of the band or the head cheerleader, but, you know, everybody can catch a fish.
My dad fishes, so he always used to take us out on the boat, and it's a great experience with them.
Yeah,
I had terrible luck with the fish, though. I always caught, like, bottom feeders, or I'd be the only one to catch, like, the little itty-bitty tiny fish.
But you still probably have memories of dad hooking himself in the hand or something crazy, falling off the
always
boat.
Always trying
something.
To, like, yeah, of course,
something.
Of course.
So it's about the time and the memories you make, and that's what we try to stress here. It's, you know, like, I was fortunate enough to fish billfish tournaments. I fished the Pro Redfish Tour, Kingfish Tour, billfish tournaments. I have no clue how many billfish I've caught. I've fished all over the world, really done everything you can do in fishing. And my best memories aren't those days. It's the days that you spend with the people you care about. You know, like I was telling them, day I hooked my uncle in the back when I was a kid with that lure. I remember everything about that day. Catching my biggest marlin, I remember some of it, you know. So it's what's important in life, and people get a misperspective on it's not what's in the box, what you caught at the end of the day. It's the memories you make.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Thank you. And do you have a favorite fish that you like to catch?
Swordfish. I love swordfish. Anything with a bill on it.
Are they a tough battle?
It's a battle. Yeah, they're a challenge. It's a battle. It's, you know, you fish one line in the deep, especially daytime fishing. But yeah, I like swordfish.
That's great. Thank you so much, Don. Thanks for listening. If you wanted to find more information out about the show this past weekend, you can visit stpeteboatshow.com. I hope you enjoyed.